and WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. The United Auto Workers entering day four of its strike. Negotiations continued over the weekend and are going on this week as well. The UN General Assembly is in session this week. Ukrainian President Zelensky to address the diplomats and meet with members of the U.S. Senate. The federal government is looking to recoup billions in mistaken Social Security money, some being forced to pay for a mistake made by the agency.
70 million Americans get benefits from Social Security. Now the administration is trying to get back $21 billion in overpayments, much of it from low-income or disabled beneficiaries. The Social Security Administration saying, while staffing and resource constraints have challenged our service delivery, our payment accuracy rates remain high.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Los Angeles County Sheriff's officials looking for whoever shot and killed a patrol officer sitting in his car over the weekend. The sheriff calling it a cowardly ambush. This is ABC News. An about-face for talk show host Drew Barrymore after saying she would restart her talk show despite the Writers Guild strike. ABC's Dave Packer has more.
Drew Barrymore faced a barrage of criticism after she previously announced that her talk show would resume production without her staff WGA writers, despite their striking the show. In a social media post, she doubled down, saying it was, quote, bigger than me and there are other people's jobs on the line. But the backlash continued, and finally over the weekend, Barrymore posting on Instagram, I have listened to everyone and I am making the decision to pause the show's premiere until the strike is over. I have no words to express my deepest apologies to anyone I have hurt. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And the U.S. Senate going a bit more casual. The dress code being relaxed starting today. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer signing off on the new rules after criticism of a fellow Democrat, Pennsylvania's John Fetterman, who showed up for votes in a hoodie. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah. The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I'm a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart, because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how everybody's joking now.
The vet.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wasota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's Monday, September 18th, and it's another beautiful day to have you here up north from wherever you're listening, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Or if you're joining us on the app or by podcast, social media, we're glad to have you here in the state of Wisconsin, where we will unpack the news in just a bit for you. Here's what's on tap this morning. We will unfortunately have to say, you know, meet the new press, same as the old press. Once seen as an institution of public affairs journalism, NBC's Meet the Press passes the torch to a new host only to see it give a virtually unchecked platform to a four times indicted, twice impeached former president who tried to overturn an American election. You'd almost never know by watching the interview. We'll also talk about staying on offense to defend democracy. We'll visit with Scott Ross about the need for progressives to rise to the challenge of calling out misinformation and insisting on better coverage that doesn't let assaults on democracy sound like, you know, business as usual in America. It shouldn't. It should never be normalized. We'll talk to Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who has a new editorial column out, giving an update on the resumption of abortion services here in Wisconsin, but how the work to help women have equal health care rights is far from over. And Selena Heller tells us what she's been working on for Up North News, along with Sherita Booker, with some of the most clicked, most read, most watched stories on all of the various Up North News platforms out there. Those of you who listen regularly, hope you don't mind the broken record. For those of you who are new here, Up North News is a separate entity from Civic Media and the Civic Media Radio Network. Up North News is owned by Courier Newsroom. We have our own website at upnorthnewswi.com, a daily newsletter, lots of social media posts out there on all the platforms, and then this two-hour show on the Civic Media Radio Network every weekday morning. Very happy to be a part of it. Very happy to have you join us as well. If you like, our studio line is 844-967-2789. We're here for you these couple of hours every weekday. So is Sam Davison, who's here. And we better get to the bottom of things first here. On Friday, it was Sam's first day flying solo because Aaron said he was going bear hunting. Aaron's not here this morning.
He's
so
not.
It's either that this is Sam's, you know, he's flying solo going forward and everything's okay and Aaron doesn't need to be here, or Aaron's been eaten by a bear. It's one or the other. Sam, good morning. Do you have any update?
Gosh, I'd sure hope that Aaron hasn't been eaten by a bear.
Well, he's not there. You don't look worried that he's not there. So was this the regularly scheduled routine that he
don't remember? I haven't seen him since.
You don't
like,
remember?
No. I don't remember if he said he was going to be here on Monday or not.
So we don't know that he hasn't been eaten by a bear.
I guess not.
Or, you know, that he took one home as a pet. Maybe he found a little cub someplace. We don't know how this story ended with Aaron going bear hunting.
No, but I want to find out now.
I am too. I mean, look, I normally text him, you know, every morning at about, you know, 5:20 or so, just to let him know what's coming up for the day, or he'll text first, you know, and tell me what's new. And I didn't hear anything from him. And now I'm just afraid that if I ring up his phone, you know, somewhere out there, Mrs. Bear is going to elbow Mr. Bear and go, "Is your tummy rumbling? What's going on?" And I don't know. You had better things to do than bear hunting. You were moving. How did that go?
Better things to do, I guess. Yeah, I moved into a new place, all set up, which is nice. Finally don't have to worry about that.
Is your internet working?
No. We haven't really tried to set it up yet. My roommate said that he was going to be the one to take care of it because he's like an IT guy and he just hasn't done it yet.
like a lot of IT guys, like, I'll get around to it.
Yeah.
I'll get to it sometime between 3 p.m. today and 9 a.m. never. So this sounds like I just thought it was a continuation of the spectrum issues that Todd Alba had been having. You guys you're not in like the same building or anything, are you?
As
you and Todd?
No, as Todd? No.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're like, I don't make Todd Alba money. Come on. He's a talk show host. Yeah. I understand. All right. Well, good luck. Now we have to follow up on the bear adventures of Aaron and the internet connection issues of Sam, but Are you mostly unpacked, or are you still?
Yeah, I'm pretty well unpacked. I didn't have like a ton of stuff to bring.
I was
anyway.
Gonna say you're younger. I remember the time when my wife and I were newlyweds, and when we moved from Rice Lake to Milwaukee, everything fit in. You know, all of our clothing, all of our worldly possessions fit into four large garbage bags. Two went in my trunk, two went in her trunk, and we moved to Milwaukee. We can't do that anymore. There's a little bit, you collect junk over the years. You collect treasured possessions over the years and some junk. You, on the other hand, a couple of garbage bags?
There's a little more than that. There's some junk. I don't know. I got a lot of hobbies.
Okay. That's true. I mean, you guys have your big screen TVs and your video consoles, things that we didn't have back in our day. But let's not get Grandpa wound up on that. Let's turn to telling you that, you know, the weekend, I hope, was good for all of you as well. It was great to have Dom and Krut up in Chippewa Falls for Oktoberfest. Now, we got to watch them do the show from Loopy's along the Chippewa River. They talked to congressional candidate Becca Cook. I interviewed her as well, so we'll air that in the next day or two. And then the rest of the weekend was nice, up to Chautauqua to have lunch up at Gilligan's, up on one of the lakes there. And then my wife made the best apple crisp ever using apples from a neighbor's tree. You know, like any neighbor with apples or zucchini or everything else, like, here, have all you want. So we had all these apples, no idea if we were going to use them or not. And boy, did Sherry put them to work in the best possible way with lots of cinnamon and sugar and whipped cream and good stuff right there. Hey, wherever you're listening from up north, wherever your nearest apple tree is, we're pleased to have you here. We will unpack the news right after this. I'm Pat Wrightlow. This is Up North News Radio for a Monday.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue.
The number one song this day in 1961 was by Bobby V. The song was written by the songwriting powerhouse duo Carole King and Jerry Goffin, and it stayed number one for 3 weeks after hitting the top on September 18th, 1961. 6 a.m. temps are in from around Wisconsin. It is 51 degrees up here on Lake Wissota and a very pleasant 51 with almost no wind. Madison reporting 46, 46 in Waukesha as well, La Crosse at 50 degrees. Wausau 45, Wisconsin Rapids 45, Green Bay 45. I note a pattern here. And Amory, folks listening to us on Lake Air Radio, 50 degrees for you right now. As I mentioned earlier, we have a daily newsletter. You can sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. And the newsletter this morning, as put together by Christina Laurie, includes my editorial in there on how unusual it is that now when we talk about impeachment, we have to specify which one we're talking about, whether it's Republicans talking about impeaching Joe Biden or Republicans in Madison talking about impeaching a state Supreme Court justice, and in both cases, using it as a time waster and a diversion from the things that they actually need to be doing. Also in the newsletter, Christina has a story about a different type of vending machine that you're finding in schools these days. Are you one of those who like me, just could not read enough? You could not get enough books. There's always the kids like that. And now there's these vending machines where for good behavior or, you know, good scores or what have you, kids can earn tokens, and those tokens can be used in the vending machine to add to their book collection. A pretty nice little development there. And again, you can read about that in our newsletter. Sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com, where we also have T-shirts and tote bags to give you, or sell to you, I should say. Some of them Wisconsin-themed. Some of them featuring the mugshot of a Florida man who got into trouble with the law and is still awaiting justice, I guess would be a pleasant way of putting it. Again, you can catch all that at upnorthnewswi.com. Well, the Packers lost in Atlanta 25-24. The Packers are now 1-1 on the season. They squandered a 24-12 lead. They did get three more touchdown passes from Jordan Love, who now has six on the season already. Love went to his second-round pick, Jaden Reed, for touchdowns of 9 and 10 yards. And Love also went to Dontavian Wicks on a 32-yard touchdown, so that all these rookies were getting some of their first touchdowns as a pro. The Packers were playing without Aaron Jones and Christian Watson, you know, the real powerhouse of their offense, both down with hamstring injuries. David Bakhtiari didn't dress either, and then the Packers lost another offensive starter when left guard Elgin Jenkins went down in the first half with a knee injury. So things might get a little bumpy here for the Packers, but as has been said before, this season just has a low pressure feel to it. I mean, yeah, it wasn't great that they didn't win, but they had some highlights. They also have some rookies who are going to have some growing pains. But it was just kind of nice not to have that expectation that you have to go 16-17-0 or else you're doing something wrong. The Badgers did all right after the first half. They were very shaky in the first half, and then things came back together nicely in the second half. Tanner Mordecai ran for two touchdowns. Braylon Allen added two more. And the Wisconsin defense forced six turnovers on Georgia Southern, including five interceptions. And so the Badgers beat Georgia Southern 35-14 on Saturday. Wisconsin will open Big Ten conference play against Purdue, but keep this in mind. The Badgers-Purdue football game in Purdue is this Friday night. So it's Friday night football for the Badger football team, and you can hear that game on the Civic Media app. It's time now for our weekly check on some of the stories that we cover on Up North News social media that you are reading, clicking on, liking, sharing, watching, all of the things that you do on social media. And it's all because Sherita Booker puts those items on there. Sherita, how are you?
Good, Pat. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hey, we have such a wide range of stories that go on our social media feeds that, you know, and we, you look at the numbers and some people are, you know, they're okay with, you know, they share a lot, some they don't. The ones that really get their attention sometimes are the weird. It's not all food and sports here. And Wisconsin has some weird history. Tell us about this new video series.
Yeah. So the new video series is called Unearthed Stories. So the first one talks about the history of the Hodag. So the history of the Hodag is this mythical creature in Rhinelander. And he was spotted by locals. It was in a local newspaper. People were all terrified of this Hodag that had red eyes. I believe it was like a mixture of a dragon and some other animals. But it turns out it was just a prank by a man named Eugene Shepherd. So the Hodag is now Rhinelander's mascot.
It's just so funny how one thing can catch on. You know, some things don't catch on, like stop trying to make fetch happen, Mean Girls.
Right.
But you know, you bring up the Hodag here or the jackalope, you know, in the Black Hills of South Dakota. And it's funny the things that stick the Hodag has now. It's you know, it's ubiquitous with Rhinelander, with so many things named after it. And so, yeah, as part of this video series, you'll see how it all got started, and I'm sure plenty more weird stories to come from our unusual history. Our next item is actually rather historic as well, as we make the transition back to food, because again, food seems to be among our more popular posts. And, you know, it's not a big thing now, but it used to be a really big deal in Wisconsin, whether you served butter or margarine. What's this one about?
Wisconsin banned the sale of margarine from 1985 to 1967, and it still remains illegal for a restaurant to serve margarine as a butter substitute unless the customer requests it, and it's done so to protect our dairy farmers. So that post had like over 500 likes on Instagram, and Jesse Needles commented, "My mom talks about how my grandpa would drive across the bridge to Duluth specifically to buy yellow margarine," and a crew said, "My dad told me the Oleo police would go door to door checking kitchens for the illegal spread. We all know that everything's better with butter, not margarine."
It was, I mean, and again, it went for a long time, 1895 to 1967. And it was, again, it was quite a debate. And the people who wanted margarine, you know, had to, it was almost clandestine. It wasn't quite to the level of moonshine. But it was a much bigger deal, you know, than now, where there's just so many things, so many different spreads. But back then, it was a real hot button issue. All right, let's move on to something that is not so contentious. But frankly, I think a lot of people would find hard to believe that, you know, we're used to seeing apple orchards, and we'll talk to Christina Laurie tomorrow about cranberries and all the usual things. But Sherita, Peaches.
So surprisingly, people don't know that Wisconsin has a good climate for peaches, for beech trees. So we have a picture from Walt Matcham from Chippewa Falls, who has a thriving peach tree in his yard. His peach tree is also a contender peach tree. So it's known to withstand our harsh winters here in Wisconsin. We had about 250 likes on that post. Other people showing that their peach trees were also thriving in their backyards. Janice Meyer said, "I canned my peaches a couple weeks ago." So I'm sure that's going to be pretty yummy here for the fall.
I would not be surprised if people at first wondered if this was another Hodag thing. You know, it's like, is this a hoax? You're growing peaches in Wisconsin, but you look through the comment sections and all kinds of people saying, "Yep, I got a peach tree. Yep, I got a peach tree." So sure enough, they are there, and we'll see if, you know, this inspires other people to put some in. When we did a home remodel a couple of years back, we put in two baby plum trees in the yard. And it's going to take a while till they're large enough until, you know, the fruit is something that you can eat. But one of my aunts had a peach tree in her backyard in St. Paul. And it was so great to climb a tree and be able to eat things right off of there. Would you do that? Would you do a peach tree or a plum tree or something like that if you could?
Absolutely. I love plums, so I would do that. And one of my good friends has a pear tree. She bought a house that already had one, so she just picks them in her backyard. I'm like, I didn't know we grew those here either.
That is wild. Yeah. And we've spoken before when we say, why are there so many wineries in Wisconsin? Because again, there's something about this Great Lakes region, you know, the climate that obviously not every type of grape, but enough can to make for some really good wines in Wisconsin. So, you know, again, we talk about cheese or cranberries or beer all the time, but there are these other things that grow right here in the dairy state, which I guess is also the peachy state as well. Sherita Booker puts all of this and more on all of our social media feeds across, you know, Twitter and Facebook and TikTok and you name it. And Sherita, it's a long day, and thanks for taking a couple of minutes to talk to us about some popular posts. Talk to you later.
Bye, Pat.
I did misspeak. I said that my aunt had a peach tree in the backyard in St. Paul. No, it was a plum tree. And but I don't take back a word I said about how fresh and good those plums were when you're taking them right off the tree in the backyard. All right, let's unpack the news for a couple of minutes here. Again, our studio line, if you want to comment on things in the news, 844-967-2789. And I'm going to start with a familiar topic, and that is the whole notion of giving a serial liar like Donald Trump a platform where basically he can say things unchecked, or by the time they are checked, what's the old saying? You know, a lie can get halfway around the world by the time the truth is putting on its shoes. And that's what happened again with Kristen Welker, who, you know, is a respected reporter for NBC News and is the new host of Meet the Press, and had the quote unquote get of booking Donald Trump for the first show. And it filled up most of the hour. It was pre-taped. There were occasional fact checks in there, but not the same as putting the facts right in his face and, again, making him confront the truth, as opposed to saying things once the tape is done or referring your viewers to a website saying, well, we have fact checked the whole thing, go over here and see it. Who's going to do that? We do live in a multi-platform society, I get that. But if you're doing a TV interview with somebody with Donald Trump's record, you have to be ready, and you have to be ready to interrupt frequently, because you know his style. It is to talk over questions and to, you know, try to make a point that is not even related to the question. You know, when he talks about how, you know, Democrats want to be able to kill a baby after birth, and Welker says Democrats don't want to do that. Well, that's not enough, as we've talked to with Kristen Lierley plenty of times, of what are the reasons for late term abortions, and get him to either acknowledge that or confront him with it. There's the other time when Welker was asking about the four indictments, and Biden talks right over the top of her, saying, I'm facing four Biden indictments. He told the Justice Department to indict him. And of course, that's not true. There's nothing in there that is. And, you know, she can ask for any proof, but he doesn't have any. He continues to insist falsely that the 2020 election was rigged, or that he was the one who chose to believe it was rigged, which I thought was an interesting turn of a phrase there as well. So again, we're hoping for better from Kristen Welker as we move into the future with her as host of Meet the Press. Back with Kristen Lierley after this. You're up north.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The United Auto Workers entering day four, but strike negotiations continued over the weekend and are going on this week as well. The UN General Assembly is in session this week. Ukrainian President Zelensky to address the diplomats and meet with members of the U.S. Senate. The federal government is looking to recoup billions in mistaken Social Security money, some being forced to pay for a mistake made by the agency.
70 million Americans get benefits from Social Security. Now the administration is trying to get back $21 billion in overpayments, much of it from low-income or disabled beneficiaries. The Social Security Administration saying, while staffing and resource constraints have challenged our service delivery, our payment accuracy rates remain high.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Los Angeles County Sheriff's officials looking for whoever shot and killed a patrol officer sitting in his car over the weekend. The sheriff calling it a cowardly ambush. This is ABC News.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and effect climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Come on, give it to us. Come on, Kristen. There you go. It's, figure nobody can introduce a yacht rock song quite like Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who joins us from the desert Southwest one more time. How are you?
I'm good. All right. It's early.
It's really, well, it is and it isn't. It's kind of like Schrodinger's time zones, you know?
It is.
You claim that it's 4:30 where you are, but what time is it across the street?
5:30.
It's 5:30. So, you know, it's you can choose your time zone, apparently, in some of these places.
Yeah, Arizona. They're always so funny with their time zones.
Well, obviously, you know, the best place to have a time zone line, you know, is in a sparsely populated area. We crossed this line and we'll cross it again next week in North Dakota on our way out west. And you don't see a lot of folks around there. But I think it's just funny that you can be across the street and it can be a different time altogether. But hey, as long as the trains run on time, which was the whole reason for setting up consistent time zones, I guess it works out. Are you guys done with 100 degrees every day down there?
No, Phoenix actually is still seeing 100 degrees. It was 90 here in northern Arizona yesterday.
Oosh. Okay. Well, I mean, you get to enjoy a little bit more summer than the rest of us, I guess.
I'm not complaining. I'm a warm weather kind of gal. Like, I love Wisconsin. I lived in Wisconsin most of my life, but I do like the sunshine.
But being down there, you also didn't get to watch the Packer game.
I was so frustrated. I found a friend. I turned on the Fox affiliate and I looked at the broadcast map, and Arizona was this funny green color, so I didn't really know what I was going to see. It was some commercial, infomercial for some chronic pain thing. I'm like, really? The Packers are on. But I got to listen to Wayne and Larry, and this is old fashioned, I know, but I just love them. They add so much color, and I just love listening to their banter. So it wasn't a loss. It was just a different way of doing it.
No, I think they do great. And Wayne Larrivee, I mean, he was the Bears announcer for many years, including when they won the Super Bowl back in 85. And I remember listening to him. I listened to WGN a lot when I was living in Milwaukee and just thinking, God, this guy is just the best. And then for the Packers to land him, you know, about 10 years later, and we've had him for all these years now. So, yeah, it makes you know when you're spoiled, when you have like really good announcers, when you're in other markets and you hear people and you go, ugh, you know, they're just kind of boring or bland or over the top maybe. And we've got some good ones here, you know, Brian Anderson calling TV games for the Brewers. And so, yeah, at least you got to listen to it that much. And I know, Arizona, you are way, way not the only Packer fan in Arizona. It's loaded with Packer fans down there.
It was funny. I went out to get some more coffee in my hotel room and I had my Packer shirt on. And the housekeeper looked at my shirt and said, oh, are you a Packer fan too? And I said, two. And then I, you know, we bantered for a little bit. And then one of the maintenance guys was like, oh, you guys like the Packers too?
Oh, yeah. It's just there's more than a few snowbirds down that way, and just people who've picked up on fandom to begin with. But you'll find these that wherever
you go. These are Navajo people. These are not people who live in Phoenix. Like, these are people who live on the reservation. I just thought that was so great.
That really is. Hey, yeah. Along with all of that, you were doing some writing over the weekend. You have a brand new op-ed that's out in the Wisconsin Examiner. Our friends over there, you can find them at WisconsinExaminer.com. And it's all about the return of abortion care services in Wisconsin, which apparently starts today. Well, in fact, that's what your column starts with, is that they're resuming in Madison and Milwaukee today after a 15-month pause. And I know that you've mentioned this on the show already, but just for folks who are going to go look at the column, it's again to point out that this is a step and that there is still so much work, especially when it comes to rural healthcare services, to be done.
Well, let's remember that abortion is healthcare, and aspects of abortion care are integrated into every piece of the reproductive healthcare that we offer. Whether we're emergency medicine docs, family medicine docs, OBGYNs, when we're helping somebody manage a miscarriage, when we're helping somebody with infertility treatment or somebody who has a complicated pregnancy, abortion care is part of all of those things. So it's great that the clinics in Madison and Milwaukee are open, but we need this law to be clarified so that all across the state and the other 97% of the counties of Wisconsin, medical providers feel comfortable offering health care to women.
Sure. And we've talked, like I said, some about the reasons before that, but I want to get to near the end of the column where you note that, you know, there are all kinds of people who give you hope, who recognize these things. And they also, as you write, understand that this issue is intimately tied to upstream factors that affect our health: affordable childcare, clean water, public education. And I'm just thinking of all the things that are supposed to be worked on right now, getting worked on right now in Madison and in Washington, D.C., and they're just spectators to these other spectacles of impeachment and other, you know, pieces of gridlock.
Even worse, they say that they're engaging on things like childcare, but the legislation that they're putting forth is veneer. There's nothing there. When you look at FAIR maps, it's all about, this is the Iowa plan. This is the thing that you always wanted. But when you look at the details, it's absolutely not what we wanted. It's trickery.
It is. And yet they are sticking to their guns on this. To look at social media posts over the weekend from, you know, people like Speaker Voss, from Assembly Republican leader Tyler August, from Dewey Strobel and others. I mean, the chest thumping going on that, oh, we're the reformers and giving Democrats what they want. And now they're turning their backs. And, you know, look, if anybody who's reading these posts can scroll down and see how many people are calling them out for being, you know, less than truthful, as we say. But, you know, their public statements are still out there being repeated by others. And that's concerning to me, that people are not understanding that they're not working on these real world problems of families and actually, you know, proposing reform that either falls short or isn't reform at all.
It's so painful. But it's effective, and that's why they keep doing it. And that's why it's so important for us to have these conversations about what actually does this mean. And for you, our listeners, to have these conversations with each other and to be curious and ask questions and to look beneath the headline and figure out what actually does this mean. And I have to say, every time Robin Voss says something, I just wonder what is the true meaning of what he says, because I don't trust anything that comes out of that man's mouth. He just lies constantly.
But that's, again, the whole basis when you're watching, again, like the Trump interview on Meet the Press yesterday, that it's no longer about answering a question truthfully. It's the question is nothing more than an excuse to start speaking and saying mm-hmm. whatever you want about whatever mm-hmm. issue. Fact-based or not. And it's a shame that that is where our politics have gone, but that is where it is. And so people say, well, are you feeding into the cynicism? No, correcting misinformation is not feeding into the cynicism. You know, the cynicism is not being truthful in the first place.
Mm-hmm. And the more conversations that we have with each other and the more we allow each other to hear what's happening, to actually, you know, listen to each other, the more we are going to come together and understand this.
So then you wrap things up by noting that you know, voters are aware of these other issues that are tied to their health care, that abortion care is not something that is, you know, isolated, doesn't stand alone. It is tied to all kinds of other factors. And that people know this. They know this in the suburbs. They know this in rural areas. They know this in cities. And they vote. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing they do better than almost any place else in the country, is they show up on election day.
They do. And don't forget, 1 in 4 women in this country will have an abortion in her lifetime. This is not a small number of people. And these people have other people in their lives who are on this journey with them. So there are lots of people who aren't talking about their abortions and they're not talking about their experiences, but you bet they're going to vote on them.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask about gas prices down there, switching over here, because we've had another big increase in gas prices lately. And I haven't seen yet, but I'm waiting for the stickers to come back on the gas pumps that show, you know, President Biden pointing, and then the little thing down below says, I did that. And I'm waiting because I'm hoping, again, I'm not encouraging vandalism or defacing of private property, but I'm hoping somebody's got a pack of stickers ready to go to paste over that, because let's be clear, this is a Trump tax. This is Saudi Arabia trying to help out Trump, jacking up prices yet again. Isn't it something how they always seem to jack up oil prices at a time when it would be politically expedient in the United States, you know, for that to happen? And Mike Lukovich has a brilliant cartoon that I think should be turned into a sticker and put every place. And it shows a, you know, a Saudi sheik at one of those ring the bell games, you know, with the giant hammer. And, you know, as the thing would go up the board, it would be the price of gas, you know, $3 gas, $4 gas, $5 gas, $6 gas. And then the bell up there says Trump 2024. because we know who they're for. But you know, we're hitting 379 plus up here. I know it's got to be. I'm thinking it's higher in Arizona.
I haven't purchased gas. I haven't actually really looked.
Sure, you've been, the last you've been couple rental of days. Or you've been getting rides and things. I should have known better than to ask. But you also do so much driving across the state when you've been driving to Minnesota and places like that. So I mean, we're all very aware of of the gas price more than perhaps anything else. And I think it's just very important to note that. This is not, the price of gas is only partially set by economic factors. There's a lot of political factors that go into this, whether it's from, OPEC countries or the oil companies themselves.
Yeah, it's just not as simple as it seems, is it? Ever?
No, it is not. Like Mary notes, she says, she writes on Facebook here, I swear Trump has friends jacking up prices on purpose. Yeah, that's my point entirely, is that that is what's happening. We've been thinking about and talking about, who's going to run for what, where. I know you're certainly weighing your own 2024 options, but I have to note a story that came out about a potential opponent to Tammy Baldwin, and that would be former Milwaukee County Sheriff and circus clown David Clark, and how the National Republican Senatorial Committee has really put a lot of distance between themselves and him. And he has been speaking out about that and essentially calling out his own Republican Party for what we already know is true. They love self-funded candidates. And since David Clark says all the MAGA talking points, but he's not made of money, they're not embracing his possibility to be a candidate against Tammy Baldwin. It's just so weird, Kristen, to be dealing with a party that is so blatant about looking just for rich people to run for office.
Yeah. But when you look at, Tim Michaels, we see it so often in Wisconsin. The GOP is all about dollars and taxes, and it's not about people and building community like the Democrats are. Yeah, this is not surprising. Whoever ends up running against Tammy, that's going to be a tough race for them because she does the job and she does it for the people and the people get it.
Well, and that's why you have Republicans. A lot of the chatter right now is about Eric Hovde, a real estate executive who says he's weighing a bid, and both his comments and the comments of some other prospective candidates around the country, you hear their remarks and it's clear they're in it either because they've been recruited, for their wealth, or they're potentially recruiting themselves for their wealth. And you just got to wonder, do none of them look at Ron Johnson and go, now here's a guy who, again, blatantly from day one, he said he was watching Fox News and somebody said, would somebody with money please run against Russ Feingold? And he decided it would be him. Does anybody else want that same reputation of, well, you got a lot of money, but not much else going on?
That's not who we are.
It's not who we're supposed to be. That's for sure. And again, people say, but wait, he's been elected three times. Yeah, all the time being wildly unpopular and with lots of help from outside political groups. And that's the thing that people need to keep in mind, that, again, the money is frustrating, but the only way to overcome that money is to not sit home on election day. You're going to hear that a lot from us over the next 13 and a half months. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to have today's music break and history lesson. Selena Heller is going to join us as well. So stick around, more after this on Up North News Radio.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies today, with daytime highs approaching 73. Southeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 52. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 74. Daytime highs approaching 81 Wednesday, with a chance for scattered storms. Chance for scattered rain showers, 79 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 49.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
What you're hearing now, this is the original intro to WKRP. Listen to these clips from the radio.
So don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
And then it comes up full, but I've always liked that. That was the season one intro to WKRP in Cincinnati that started on this day, September 18th, 1978. The little TV series about a little radio station that switches formats from easy listening to rock and roll. It only lasted 4 seasons, but enjoyed a lot of support from real radio professionals who recognized the quirky characters in their coworkers and inspired a whole bunch of idiot children like me to go into radio and find out that everything that was in that show is absolutely true. You have every potential character that's in there, and Selena can vouch that TV is exactly the same way. Good morning, Selena Heller.
Good morning. Yes, I think they both are. All the quirkies.
Oh, my goodness. And not that they all necessarily, you know, like not every sales manager is like Herb Tarlick, not every news guy is like Les Nessman, but there's these different quirks that these different characters have. And it made the show so charming. And unfortunately, you don't see it in repeats much, because one of the things that made the show so real was that they were playing music of the day. You know, they're coming in and out of you know, records from that day. And the cost of music rights nowadays is just insane. And so they can't really afford to put the music back in syndication. But I do wish more people would have gotten a chance to see it, though I definitely get the impression I'm talking into the wind and dealing with two people that were too young to appreciate this show that I'm rambling on about.
I loved it. I watched it, although I was only 8.
Cut me.
Yeah,
deep.
I think I watched, yeah, later.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit that I remember.
It's all right. Now I've lost my train of thought. I'm just going to go back to reading what's going on in this day in history. Tiffany and Company was founded this day in 1837. It was founded by Charles Lewis Tiffany. The store was originally referred to as a stationery and fancy goods emporium. I think fancy goods is putting it lightly now when you think of Tiffany, right?
Yeah.
A couple of business notes today. On this day in 1851, the first publication of what would become the New York Times. And in 1927, CBS went on the air for the first time. Let's get to birthdays here. Frankie Avalon is 83, and I was going to play one of those songs from back in the 50s and 60s, but no, let's go with this.
Beauty school dropout, no graduation day for you.
Yep, there's a classic from Greece from Frankie Avalon.
Flunk shampoo.
Let's see. Any of you who are fans of Ted Lasso? would like to know that Jason Sudeikis' birthday is today. He's 48. Actress Aisha Tyler, who I most frequently see now hosting Whose Line Is It Anyway? But she was on several different shows over the years. She's 53 today. And not that I want to publicize this guy at all, but Alabama senator, former football coach, and current gummer upper of the works of the U.S. military, Tommy Tuberville, is 69 years old today.
Let's not forget to mention person who said untrue things about his family history in the military.
Yes. Congenital liar, Tommy Tuberville, 69 years old today. Boy, if you were too young for WKRP in Cincinnati, then you're probably too young for a singer from about that same era named Michael Franks, who turned 79.
Oh, today's your birthday, and I did not buy no rose, but I wrote this song instead, and I call it Popsicle Toes.
I love Popsicle Toes. Popsicle Toes was, shall we say, if I were to go on and play the rest of the song, rather racy for its time, talking about how cold your toes are. He had a few others like Your Secret Safe With Me. And anyway, very, very smooth tunes of Michael Franks, who's 79 today. We mentioned Bobby V, Take Good Care of My Baby, hit number one this day in 1961. And then one more case of, you know the group, you don't know who's singing it. You've heard of the Human League. You probably haven't heard of Joanne Catherall, who turns 61 years old today. And this is where you'd hear Joanne most. It was kind of...
They had awesome makeup.
Yes, for the 80s, yes. Without a doubt, they did. And I figured that's the... What Gloria Gaynor and I Will Survive was to the 70s, I kind of feel like that verse was to the 80s. Like, yeah, I wasn't in the place I'd want to be, but I knew I'd find a much better place either with or without you. That was a very good line for the time. And telling boys, yeah, don't take me for granted.
Yeah, we don't care.
We don't care. We got places to go.
How about you?
Oh gosh, Selena, you've been working on several stories since we talked to you last, but you've got things that are coming up too. I know that when Christina Lori's on tomorrow, we're going to talk about. We've talked about how there have been sweet corn festivals and other things, apple festivals. It's cranberry season. Are you going to Cranberry Fest?
Oh, always.
gotta go to Warren's.
Yep, Warren's Cranberry Festival. The thing about Warren's Cranberry Festival, it has my favorite parade. It's the best parade.
Why is it the best parade?
It's just a big parade, and they do a lot of competitions. Like, it's a parade known for, like, band competitions for high school. So it's a big deal if the high school band wins the competition. Of course, there's royalty float awards and the rest of the floats to get awards.
So like King Cranberry or something? Or
No, I don't think there's King Cranberry.
Okay, well, you said royalty. I didn't know what is the royalty. Is it, you know, the princess of cranberries or what?
Well, Warren's has, you know, a regular pageant for girls. And they have a cool float. It's really tall, and they have red, and in the winter they have red velvet. There's is really pretty.
Nice.
So they that's crown the Cran Queen. Yes.
The Cran Queen. There you go.
Festival Queen. I made that up. I don't know if that's
it sounds like it would work for me. We know cranberries are a monster export from Wisconsin all around the world. And Celie and I are very familiar with, you know, the bogs out in this side of the state. But I don't know if it stretches out to Northeast Wisconsin or not, Kristen. Cranberry growers out there? No,
mostly the western part of the state. But have you ever seen the harvest? Because it's absolutely beautiful the way that they do it.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think, in fact, like that's part of like the school, like in whatever grade you go visit a cranberry bog. So you learn all of that stuff.
Well, that's the funny thing about it, you know, being harvest time. And again, we've talked about apples and corn. And I'm pretty sure I've mentioned here previously that I'm going out to Idaho in a couple of weeks to visit daughter and grandsons for potato break, that Idaho kids get, you know, like a week or two off of school for the potato harvest, because so many of them are still working on that. I don't know that there's a Spud King. I know the hockey team in Idaho Falls is called the Spud Kings, but I don't know if there's an actual Spud King. So I'm going to be looking into that when I'm out there.
Are there mascots that look like potatoes?
Could be. I don't know. More investigating coming up. We'll talk about that as Kristen does her Miss Potato Head impression. More in the next hour of Up North News Radio.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
A week, everyone was excited, and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I'm a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News app.